today we're going to do our
laundry.
All right. Now, did you ever, would you use the word laundry probably?
No, I never didn't know what laundry meant until I was in college.
What did you say?
Washing.
Okay.
We're doing the washing today.
All right. And then how'd you get the wrinkles out of the clothes?
I iron with a big old iron that you set up in front of the fireplace, put a lot of wood on there and get real hot,
mm-hmm.
red coals, and then stick your iron right up there. And if you had two irons, you were real well off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one was
keep one going. And
yeah.
I see.
Uh-huh. I can remember when we just had one. Then when we got able to buy another one, we thought we was rich. We had two irons.
Uh-huh.
And then later, when you got a stove, you put them on the stove and heat them. And the smoothing iron, they were called a smoothing iron. And then there came another iron after this one that was, it was a little, it wasn't square. It kind of tapered at each end. And you could have three irons in one handle.
Uh-huh.
And that handle clamped in that iron. And you set them, now you couldn't put them in front of the fireplace because they was pointed on each end.
Uh-huh.
The smoothing iron, you see, was pointed on one end and flat across the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And you could set it up in front of the fireplace and it would get real hot. And you had to have a good iron holder,
mm-hmm.
which was made of usually a piece of an old dress sewed together several times.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe sometimes stuffed with cotton or something like that to make it safer. But when this handle outfit came along, you just had that one handle and set your iron on the stove and take up one, and while you were ironing with it, and it was getting cold, the other two were heating. You just take that out, set your iron back, and place your handle in the other one. And that was really something, and I'd give anything if I'd have kept. We had three of those and five of the old smoothing irons.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have a one for my
We have two of them, two little ones, with two of those irons there.
I loaned mine, uh-huh. and never did get them back.
Yeah, we have a couple of them, but I'm not sure if they're the smoothing ones, are they the bigger ones?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These are kind of small, about this big.
Well, that was a big one then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's about as big as any of them were.
Yeah. Because they look tiny compared to the irons
today.
Yeah,
they do that. That's right. But now that was about as big as any of the irons mm-hmm. then.
To get from the first floor to the second floor in the house, you'd call that the...
Well, now they first went up a ladder,
uh-huh.
and then they got stair steps.
And that would be like that would be
yeah.
stair steps. Now, how about going from the out in front in the lawn up into the
up
house
up to the porch?
Yeah,
you had steps there.
You'd call those steps.
Yeah,
and these would be stair steps.
This stair steps, and that was the porch steps.
Now, were there different kinds of porches?
Yes.
Did they have different names?
Yes. Sometimes you had a long porch. Went clear along the house.
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes they got a more fancy porch. They called a portico. It
uh-huh.
was a little dumpy.
Uh-huh.
Just out in front a little, and then the steps went down.
Did people call them porticos around here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Do you remember the old wooden floors when you were a little girl? How they cleaned those?
Yes, sir. With sand and a scrub broom.
Uh-huh.
I've got a scrub broom out there. At the
log house. Just show it to me. Did you ever use a cloth with sand?
I don't think I. Oh, I've used a cloth with sand to scrub pots and
mm-hmm.
pans when they
yeah.
get locked.
Not the floor though.
No,
You ever hear? Never heard the expression to file the floor, or
no.
to call that a file cloth?
No, I never heard that.
All right. And the
that wasn't to this locality.
All right. Well, that's what I was thinking. And if the door were open, you might tell someone to
close,
or,
shut.
Yeah.
Shut the door.
And on the outside of on your house, those things, the wood on the outside of the house, what's that called?
Weatherboarding.
And the and up on the top where the rain touches, the rain hits. When it rains, the rain comes down on the just the
roof.
Yeah. And then it pours down I don't know if you have any in your house or not, but well, you have it there on this
guttering.
And then it goes down the